This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. There are an estimated 2 million children in America who are homeless. It is a scandal. In Wake County alone, there are more than 2,500 kids without shelter. Teen homelessness is the basis of a 1978 Broadway musical, Runaways, which is coming to the Triangle. Raleigh Little Theater holds a teen summer conservatory every summer, and this year they've chosen Runaways as their production. Runaways opens at Raleigh Little Theater on Friday. It runs through July 26th, and we'll get a preview today. Joining me in the studio is director Linda O'Day Young and actor Calvin Noble. Welcome. Good to talk with both of you.
Good to be here.
Good to be here, yeah.
Also, Raleigh Little Theater is partnered with Haven House Services for the play, and we're joined by Danielle Butler, who is director of Crisis and Homeless Services at Haven House. Danielle, welcome. Good
Thank
to have you here
you.
As well. So, Linda, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about this story, 1978. So, number one, it's not a new problem, sadly. But tell us about the play itself and why you chose to produce it this year.
Well, I fell in love with Runaways when I saw it in 1995 in Colorado Springs. And I was drawn to the exuberance of the play, the honesty, the rawness of the play. And I was drawn to the fact that these are real words from real homeless youth from the 70s.
You should tell us about how the play was put together. Yeah.
Elizabeth Swados, the playwright, had workshops with homeless teens and got their stories and their feelings about homelessness and put them to music and put them into monologues. So that was very exciting to me. There was just such an honest feel of the show. There's also that quality of theater that makes you want to spring to action, not just sit back and absorb the show. So I've been wanting to do it for a long time. And this summer was a great opportunity to do it, so I'm very happy that we are doing it at Raleigh Little Theater.
And talk about the decision to do it at the conservatory for the youth program.
Well, this is a story about teen homelessness, and so I thought it was perfect for the teens to do it.
Calvin, tell us about your role in this and the decision. Did you play a part in the decision? I guess the play itself was chosen before you got there.
Yes, it was chosen before I got on board with the show, so I didn't have any say in that. I was cast as Laser, that's my role in the show, and it's an incredibly fun part to play. Laser's sort of the entertainer of the group of Runaways, so he kind of keeps everyone upbeat. When the show's getting really sad, he, you know, does something to pump everybody up. And I think my interpretation of the character is that he realizes how horrible everything is for them. He realizes, you know, gosh, we're homeless, people aren't paying attention to us, we're lonely, we're cold, and he doesn't want everyone else around him to feel all those things. So he's kind of taking the burden on himself in that way and trying to keep the mood up.
It's a little weird to think about this. I mean, here's a play about homelessness, one, teen homelessness, two. So we're talking about a kind of level of vulnerability here that is painful even to talk about. But we've heard the words upbeat, fun, musical.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot going on in this play. I mean, how do you approach that as an actor, particularly a young actor, as you try to get your head around this problem? And then a character who's got this role where he's trying to put a face on this and you know, just put his shoes on in the morning.
A big part of it is just staying focused and invested in everything that's happening, really paying attention to what the other characters are saying and reacting honestly to it, because there are, you know, the funny parts where we're having a good time, but there's also some horribly tragic monologues that really, you know, make you feel like you're going to be sick, like you're going to start crying. And I think that if you're just listening on stage, like for me as an actor, and I'm just responding to those, what they're giving me, that is how I sort of handle all those different emotions.
We're talking about Raleigh Little Theater production of Runaways. Earlier today, we recorded a song from the show performed by Ricky Hall and Olivia Olson and Calvin Noble. It is called Every Now and Then. Let's listen to a part of it right now.
Every now and then,
considerate. I made you worry without even thinking about it.
Ricky Hall, Olivia Olson, and Calvin Noble singing Every Now and Then from the play Runaways, which opens Friday at Raleigh Little Theater and runs through July 26th. Calvin, how much did you know about homelessness in general, or teen homelessness, before this, and how much have you learned?
Well, I knew about the issue of homelessness, but I would say teen homelessness specifically, not very much. Typically, when I would think of someone being homeless, I'd think of an adult or someone, you know, you would see, like, who obviously was struggling or was asking for money. That was the only perspective I had on it. And this show really opened my eyes to the fact that I could have been going to school with people. I probably was going to school with people who were homeless. And it also, one thing I realized is that being homeless isn't just, you know, living on the streets entirely. It's couch surfing. It's going from, you know, roommate to roommate, not really just, I guess the definition of homeless became more just not having a safe place to go home to that you knew was constantly going to be there for you.
One of the subtle proofs of your education was how you stopped short. You were about to describe people who are homeless, and you went through the list of stereotypes, and you were rejecting them. I could see it. You paused, because the easy stereotype would be a guy under a bridge, and that was what came to mind, and you dropped it, and mm-hmm. then looked for a phrase like struggling. That suggests that you've learned something along the way about how not to stereotype, and I think it's fascinating. Danielle Butler, who's the director of homeless services at Haven House, tell us more about what you know about teen homelessness in this area.
So I oversee numerous programs that serve the youth that are struggling or in crisis in Wake County. In Wake County Public Schools, like you had mentioned, there's over 2,500 kids that are identified as homeless. And like you said, it's more than just being on the streets. I mean, we have kids that live in cars. We have kids that are doubling up and tripling up in motels and hotel rooms, couch surfing, bouncing from one place to another. Very street dependent. And so our services work with kids from ages 10 through the age of 24. And people don't want to recognize it or realize that it's an issue. And so that's a struggle. You say homelessness and automatically people think of adults. And there's such a huge population of these youth that we serve. Our shelter alone last fiscal year, we served almost 150 kids in our youth shelter. That's 10 to 17 years old boys and girls that don't have a safe place to be. And that's what we want to provide, is a safe place. We also have a drop-in center. It's a day shelter where they can come in off the streets, and that's for 17 through 23. And we did 100 new intakes alone last year, and over 1,200 visits to our day shelter. Just giving these kids a place to come off the street, whether it's in the winter, a place to get warm, or during the summer, a place to get cool, and provide them with basic needs and help them with services and referrals and any other resources we can provide them with to help them safely exit the streets.
I would think that they might be a little surprised when they get there to see who else is there, because I would guess that the biggest problem is identifying yourself and walking, you know, asking for help, given the kind of stigma that, especially for adolescents, to have to face that. It's pretty hard for them to identify themselves, isn't it? And are they surprised to find out they're not alone?
Well, most of our kids come by word of mouth and referrals. Like, we have a core group of kids, and we ask, how did you hear about this? Oh, so-and-so told me. And they kind of travel together. They pool their money, you know, especially our we use the word street dependent a lot versus homeless, because they may not identify themselves as homeless. You know, couch surfing to them is they have a roof over their head. It may not be the same roof, but it's a place for them to sleep. And so they come to either our shelter or our day shelter. And eventually, you know, if they're fortunate enough and we have enough funding, we're able to put them in our housing program, which is the ultimate goal, and help them achieve independent living and permanency. But it is a struggle for them, especially those kids that we're putting up in housing. You know, they don't want to leave their friends behind. And so we have that issue, you know, that they need to focus on themselves, and they need to focus on themselves and achieve their own stability before helping others. You know, a lot of them like I said, they're their own family.
Yeah.
The group of them, that's their family. Their family is their friends, because most of the reasons why they're homeless is because their family has put them out for one reason or another.
We're talking about teen homelessness today on The State of Things. A play at Raleigh Little Theater, Runaways, starts on Friday and runs through July 26th. And Calvin Noble plays a role in that. We're going to run a clip now from a monologue that you have in the play. Maybe you can set it up for us.
Yeah. So this monologue in the play is called Lacer's Heroes, and basically I'm talking about how we don't really have any heroes coming to save us, and how all of these superheroes – I tell a funny little story in the monologue about how every superhero is sort of been destroyed by the man or like politics, but you'll see that in the monologue.
Let's listen.
What this movie needs is a hero! But there are no more heroes. Do you know why there are no more heroes? It's because when George Washington decided to found this country, he went to Washington, D.C., which at the time was swarming with superheroes. There were so many superheroes, he had to get rid of them all so he could build the Capitol. So he rented a printing press, and he lured all the superheroes into the printing press, and he flattened them out. Just flattened them out. And that's why there are DC Comics. It's all those flattened out superheroes stapled together. And there were so many, he had to build the Library of Comics.
That was Calvin Noble performing a monologue from the play Runaways that opens Friday at Raleigh Little Theater. Linda O'Day Young is the director. Linda, you talked about wanting to do this play for a long time. You saw it in the 90s. Talk about directing young people in this play versus someone who's had much more experience with this as a political issue and as a social issue. What's it like?
It's very exciting. Teens on stage. This is my 11th, and it's my favorite time of the year, because I get to hang with folks who are very energetic, creative, and they want to know. They want to learn. So to me, teaming up with Haven House and having them come out and help explain homelessness, it's a learning process. And what better folks to work with than the knowledge-absorbing teens that I work with in the summer.
Well, Danielle, tell us more about that exchange and how it worked, the exchange between this project and the folks at Haven House.
Well, I kind of stumbled upon it, to be honest. We have worked with Raleigh Little Theater before, and that they have been kind enough over the years to donate tickets to our services for their rehearsal plays. And so I was just looking at the summer schedule, and I noticed that they were doing this play. So then I started Googling, and what is this about? And we are fortunate that we share a board member. Sam Spillman is not only a board member at Haven House, but a board member at Raleigh Little Theater. And I asked him if he wouldn't mind reaching out to them and making the connection. And initially, when I was in contact with them, I had hoped for just maybe a table in their lobby that we could leave our literature to just let people know that, yes, this play happened in 1978, but it's still relevant today, and it's still relevant here in Wake County. And from there, it's just kind of exploded. We, my staff and I, we went and we spoke to the teens in the play, and then the following afternoon they came and they volunteered some of their time at our outreach center so that they could actually meet some of the kids that they're potentially portraying. And so we are very excited about how it turned out.
What would you say that was like for the kids at Haven House to sort of be the informants, I guess, for a play like this?
I think there's both sides of it. I think that you know, we have some of our own characters that like to be heard, and mm-hmm. and then there's some that probably, you know, just kept very quiet and just took it in. But our kids, one thing I will say about them is that they're grateful for any opportunity to have their story heard, or that will help other kids after them not have to go through the experience that they went through.
And the experiences are profound. We have recorded another song from the play called Minnesota Strip. where teens essentially go to prostitute themselves. Let's listen to a part of the song.
Let me tell you about the Minnesota Strip. The big men come and they make the little kids strip. They fill their brains with drugs and then they make them lie down with their money paying men. Stay away, stay away from the Minnesota Strip. Stay away, stay away from the Minnesota Strip.
Ricky Hall and Olivia Olson singing Minnesota Strip from the play Runaways that opens Friday at Raleigh Little Theater. It runs through July 26. Danielle Butler, yeah, I think you mentioned it earlier, but some of the main reasons why these kids are on the streets.
A lot of our kids that we're seeing more recently are put, I mean, it's always family dynamics. There's 90% of the time there's some type of family dynamics. We've seen a huge increase of children being put out for being LGBT, being identifying and not being accepted by their family. There's abuse at the home. And so a lot of the kids find it safer to be out on the streets. A lot of our youth have actually aged out of foster care and find themselves in a homeless situation. The younger kids that end up at our youth shelter, still connected to their families, we've seen a lot of homelessness due to foreclosures and evictions due to the recent economics. And rental rates are just so high these days that the families, even working 2-3 jobs, can't afford apartments. And so we work with families that'll place their children at our youth shelter and remain living in their cars, but they want their children to be in a safe place. And there may not be room at the family shelters or the single women or single men shelters. And so they just want to be sure that their kids are safe. And so they'll place them with us at our youth shelter, and then the parents will still remain on the streets.
Linda, I've only got about 30 seconds left, but how have things changed for you? You saw the play once, now you're directing it. How has the story changed for you now that you've had this experience?
I think it has more significance for me. I want to do something about this. And in fact, we are going to be collecting items needed by the street outreach program. But it really springs me to action. And I hope that's what it does for the audience, so that we can help these kids who are mostly invisible.
I want to thank all of you for being on the program. Linda O'Day Young is the director. Ricky Hall and Olivia Olson, Calvin Noble are all actors in the play. The play is Runaways. It starts Friday at Raleigh Little Theater. It runs through July 26th. And I want to thank Danielle Butler from Haven House Services as well. Thank all of you for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the production at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, Judge Martin Clark talks about his newest book, The Jezebel Remedy, on The State of Things. Stay tuned.